happy Friday, KMA Land. It's the Friday installment of the Double X Factor. I'm Sandy, and I'm closing out the week on our topic of vicarious trauma. I thought it might be helpful to take a look at the idea that trauma isn't always capital T trauma, like bodily threat or harm, like car accidents, crime, disasters. There's also little t trauma, things like emotional abuse, neglect, stress, bullying, losses. But here is what I consider to be the most accurate definition of trauma I have ever come across. Trauma is not what happens to you. Trauma is what happens inside of you as a result of what happened to you. Now, with this definition of trauma, it's easy to see how we can sometimes experience vicarious trauma. Someone else is going through something traumatic, some event, and we want to help them. And what happens inside of us can create trauma within ourselves as well. Now, what kind of support do you need in order to be able to be there for others as they go through hard things? If you don't know the answer to this question, you are at high risk for stress and burnout. Rescuing people from their own difficulties seems really generous in the moment, and it is. Where we must be aware is knowing when we're disempowering someone by our efforts to fix things for them. Part of our gift to people, sometimes, is to pause and let them help themselves, giving them the opportunity to know their own power. I know this is tricky, and it's very uncomfortable to look at, and it took me a really long time to learn it, too. But when we take on more responsibility to make things okay for someone than they do, we're setting ourselves up for vicarious trauma. And also, we're communicating that the person actually experiencing the hard thing is small, powerless, and stuck. We have to watch in ourselves the tendency to jump in and rescue in the drama triangle. And sometimes remember that allowing someone to take responsibility in the face of their own hard situation is actually love. So, of course, reach out. Offer to help. Be there for those in hard things and be a support. Just occasionally check in with yourself to make sure your boundaries are intact and you're taking care of yourself and you're not jumping into the role of a rescuer and inadvertently communicating to the other person that they are indeed a victim and small. Now, Spencer and I are going to be back again next week with an all new topic for the short holiday week. Till then, later!